And aloha. Aloha and greetings, divine ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the big, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii. Sitting here in the very early morning light in the rainforest. Yeah, and more on that in 1 second, but you are listening to All Good Grief. Welcome. Welcome. So I literally have just rolled out of bed and was going to start my Kriya Yoga meditation, and nothing was charged. I went from one device to another, and so it just wasn't meant to be to start my day in that way. And then I remembered I have this beautiful expanse of Gaia, of Mother Earth, around me, and thought, let's go outside, bring you into this beautiful space. So before I share another word of my morning adventures, let's just draw you in. So taking pause in your busyness. Imagine you're sitting here with me. It is the very early morning light. The night just saying adieu for now, and the day taking over. The sun barely noticeable as the sky lightens and the birds have just started singing. Not the raucous cacophony that is the Australian birds, that I do miss dearly, but these gentle little tiny, teeny tiny little birds that are surrounding me. It's almost like an amphitheater if you've been to Europe. The ancient Greek and Roman amphitheaters. I feel like I'm sitting in the middle of this little space, and around me are these trees that are gently swaying in the wind, catching my attention. There is a bit of mist, so we'll see how long I can sit outside before the dampness sets in. Generally in this season, this time of year, which is spring or autumn, depending where you fall in the world, in your biosphere, bioregion. Here there's really no true season. There's rainy, less rainy, hot, more hot. but here we are in the turning of the wheel in the wet season. So mornings are generally damp and a bit chill. My little rescue dog, Sylvester, who is still walking the earth with me, wondering why we are outside. As he was enjoying an Easter bone this morning. So just drawing you into this magical space, allowing yourself to ground and center. And as I do the same this morning, shedding, journeying from the night previous, we are sitting in such a tumultuous, strong energies. And as I was tapping in this morning to the universal energies, I thought, my goodness, I so missed that work. That was my first incarnation of magical work so many years ago with Earth, Spirit, Sky. If you've been following my work that long, where I started out with in the, connecting to earth energy and sharing what's out there, intuitive astrology. So I'd like to get back to that and share that. It is relevant to grief work, to any magical energetic work, because it will highlight emotions, do so much to explain where we are energetically, where we are in our state. So we are sitting right now, of course, full moon last week, and we have an eclipse coming next week, the week after, but it's just super strong energy right now, and I feel like it's just really pushing buttons and pulling things to the surface that have long been hidden. Stashed away is the feeling. Not just tucked away gently, but really just jammed away and wanting to be forgotten. The universe is saying, no, not any longer. We are here in this time of the shift to confront that which perhaps we don't want to confront. And there is so many of those buttons in grief work, tending to the needs of those who are preparing to transition. This is not a soft time in the universe and with our energies. And so our own emotions and energetic forces are just highlighted. So I've had personally 3 nights of basically the same dream. It's like a little soap opera each night. And the first night, the message was subtle, then not so subtle. And last night, definitely not subtle at all. So just sitting with that, that journeying of which it was, certainly those of you who walk in the magical space understand clearly that our nighttime is that time to let go of the physical body and journey in different spaces and realms and receive messages from our ancestors and from all sorts. So pay close attention now to what's coming up for you. So we invite Mr. Cardinal. I don't know if you can hear. And one of the little birds, can't remember its name right now. I've got to invite my friend Kat, who, that is her work, dealing with birds. So she could share with us exactly the kind of bird and breed. Species, no breed. Okay. So just breathing in this damp air that is so alive here, devoid of factory scents or gasoline. It's such a rich scent. And what I am not smelling this morning is the volcano. Seems to be very, very calm. Usually there's the waft of sulfur coming from the depths of the earth. Kilauea crater, not but 10 minutes by car from where I sit. But not smelling that this morning, just dampness. Brisk, cool air. That is pure and real. Breathing that in. Offering it as a gift to my cells and yours. Imagining this enlivened air flooding your cells. Clearing out all that just doesn't need to be there any longer. And taking stock of what you've been carrying. That really you can let go. You know, and that's such a key theme in working with grief, isn't it? Seeing really, really taking careful stock of what we're carrying and what we choose to carry with us from one incarnation of life to the next. When we lose someone dear to us, we are asked to shed so much and sometimes so quickly, right? There are so many different layers of the grief journey when we lose someone. In my grief coursework, they called it the coffee cup death, is that the coffee cup is hot and placed down and in the next moment, the cup is still there, the coffee's still steaming, but the person who was waiting to pick it up is suddenly gone. You know, what do you do with that? That is such an affront to our systems. And we will be talking about that, offering support to not just our emotional state, mental state, but our central nervous system, our energetic state, both on the physical and subtle anatomies. And I've been having some interesting conversations with a gentleman who runs a business called Subtle Anatomies, Craig, and we will be inviting him in to share his thoughts on trauma and stress to our nervous system. Because in this journey of grief, everything needs tending to. Everything is affected. Oh, little cat scratch there. Don't worry, no kitties damaged in the making of this podcast. But everything, literally everything, every aspect of your life and your physical being is affected. So to think that we can just move forward without taking pause, true pause and stock of where we are, is just madness. It's madness. And so what we are creating here, what I'm offering you here in All Good Grief, is careful nurture, careful attention to you in all aspects of you. Creating a sacred tribe and beautiful community where you can feel loved, respected, held, and safe. Such a key word in the journey of losing your life partner. Because the world is suddenly not safe on any level, is it? You know, and that's okay to acknowledge. I have spoken to so many women, and I didn't understand it clearly until, of course, I walked the walk. And I put my own feet upon that path of grief. But knowing that this deep fear, oh, this true panic, gurgles up from the depths of your very soul. And I recognize it now in the eyes of those who are experiencing that. But it was just craziness. Here I was, this confident woman who had traveled the world on my own, and I was scared to drive. I was scared to get from one place to the next. I remember renting a car and driving from just point A to point B was such a hurdle. Oh my goodness, just thinking about it now, that fear wells up in me. And I knew from my standpoint, I needed A, to go slowly, but B, to do these things again in the world, because I recognized how easy it would be to slip into a state of comatose only, almost frozen, sitting in a corner of my room, wrapped in a blanket and saying, I can't deal with the world anymore. And now again, as a clinician, I see it in those that I help. I recognize that state. So know, dear sisters, if you're in that state, I get it. And here we offer support and guidance. And I will share with you this. I hope and pray you have loving angels around you. But if those loving angels have not walked this path, they won't get it. Pure and simple. And don't expect them to get it. And as we're on this thread, don't expect, period. A lot of the work I deal with in grief counseling is people who come to me so hurt that perhaps they had people in their circle that they thought would be there for them, and they just couldn't show up, and it creates a sticking point. The image that I'm being shown from the angels is like barbed wire stuck into the wound, and it just causes more pain and heartache. It creates this fester. So the best guidance I can offer you is to have no expectations. This is a new game, a new ballpark, and there's new rules. And number one rule in grief is that there are no rules. So just getting to that point, there are no rules. Sweet sister, understand this. Your grief journey is yours and yours alone. Now, what I can offer you is a safe space to express yourself and be witnessed, feel held, find community of like-minded sisters. And what I am imagining is that we will have this three-tiered process, or levels, rather, because in my own doings, I've come upon what I feel to be three distinct phases, let's call them, of this grieving process with a bonus level on the end. And so what I see is, as people identify with one phase or the other, that we can support each other. So welcoming sisters who are new, have just recently lost someone, just welcoming them and offering them that just safe space to be, connect to their physical bodies and see what they need in those moments. So sisters supporting sisters is what I imagine in my mind's eye and will be birthing in the days, weeks to come. So stay tuned, sisters, and please do subscribe to this podcast. The chill is getting to me. Also that, and a shivering dog who's sitting on my feet. But please do share it with those that you know in your own circles that have recently lost someone, or maybe it's been years. Still a source of support, because I will share with you this. The moment that you lose someone, especially in that sudden, dramatic, traumatic fashion, your new earth buddy is grief. I used to call it the elephant in the room that was sitting on your chest and stopping you from breathing. Some days that elephant is fully front and center and stops us in our forward motion. And there's other days and takes a break, go get some water, and allows you to move forward, but it never goes away. Never. Never. There's different degrees, different shades of the journey. But this is now your journey, sisters. And for everything in life, I feel that there is a reason. And there is certainly a reason, sisters, that you are here and have found this space. There's certainly a reason that the rain is starting in earnest at this moment. So come walk with me as we walk out of the center of this just expanse of grass and lava rock, black lava rock that is here on this island. Only one white sanded beach we have on Kona side. And I'll go here under shelter, still outside. And we welcome this gentle rain this morning. The kitties are following me. There's like a trail of kitties. They're going, I guess we're moving now. Oh, sweet sisters, I am just so grateful and honored that you found this space. So please do subscribe. I'll be making a video somewhere. I've got to construct a space in the rainforest that allows me to be out in nature, but make it technology friendly so that we can all be together. There's a spot behind my property that's calling. So let's see if maybe we can make that happen today and create a video version of this. I'm being strongly called to put on teacher hat, which is so welcome. It's been so long since I've been able to sit in a space and teach and guide, and relishing that opportunity to offer you guidance on grief guidance on walking along those who are preparing to transition, and assisting friends, you know, how to hold space for them, what to say, not to say. And of course, you might have heard me say that sometimes words just not needed. So just learning how to hold energetic space, a loving, compassionate space. That was a kitty dashing under the house as the rain is starting truly in earnest right now. So as I reach my front door, looking out now at the pouring rain, making puddles on my very muddy front lawn, which, by the way, this is no front lawn, as you know, in the mainland. This is just really raw lava rock and big chunks of it at that. So just taking a breath, pausing, honoring our journey. Sisters, wherever you are today is the space that you're meant to be. Know that. Okay? Be okay with that. And there's more to come. So I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the rainforest, very rainy rainforest on the big island of Hawaii. You have been listening, I say with gratitude, to All Good Grief. And remember, sisters, may your days be magical, full of miracles, full of love, and even joy. Aloha. And until the next time, bye.